News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Wausau City leaders are calling for the public to vote on whether there'll be a change to the way the city is run. There's been a long-standing debate on whether Wausau will have a city administrator to take over some mayoral responsibilities. Finance Committee Chair Keene Winters says having a referendum, perhaps with the April-spring elections, means you'll also have to plan for the cost of that election.
We're actually in the middle of our process for forming a 2015 budget, and referendums can cost money if we don't do them at a time when we have another election. So we had to make that decision soon, or it would essentially be made for us.
The Finance Committee is forwarding its recommendations that there be three choices put before the City Council and for the voters to decide on. The first would be keeping the current system, a mayor and City Council. The second would be keeping the mayor and council and having an administrator handle most City Hall day-to-day operations. The third would be doing away with the mayor and having the city run by the council and by an administrator only. Disturbing reports from Africa, one of those American aid workers with Ebola may have infected other people before being sent back to the U.S., in part because he was allowed to fly while he was very ill. Here's Fox News reporter Paul Tilsley with more.
The allegations that closed-circuit TV footage of American Patrick Sawyer, who later died of Ebola, show he was visibly unwell moments before he was allowed to board a flight to Nigeria have been made by Liberia's The New Dawn newspaper. The report claims he was seen on the airport's surveillance footage, which at one point shows Sawyer lying flat on his stomach on the floor in the corridor of the airport, a sign of someone in excruciating pain. But Sawyer was not stopped from boarding and collapsed upon arrival in Lagos. Now, eight Nigerian health workers who treated him are suspected of having contracted the disease. In Johannesburg, Paul Tilsley, Fox News Radio.
A St. Louis area man who raped and strangled his neighbor is dead after his execution in Missouri overnight. Michael Worthington was put to death shortly after midnight Central Time. This is the first execution in the U.S. since last month's Arizona execution, which raised questions about the legality and the effectiveness of the drugs used in lethal injections. A man wanted by police for several break-ins and vehicle thefts has apparently changed his appearance. Shawnee County deputies say 26-year-old Calvin Osman has likely shaved his head and his beard. Police believe he was driving a stolen semi-truck. When deputies approached, he backed into their squad car, then fled into the woods. Anyone with information should call 715-526-3111. That number's on our website, WSAU.com. Clark County investigators are still searching for a man involved in a stabbing a week ago. The Sheriff Gregory Herrick says 34-year-old Victor Yasa Sempotle is still at large. The incident happened on July 28th. Officers believe he'd been drinking with David Contreras when they got into an argument which led to the stabbing. Contreras remains hospitalized at St. Joseph's in Marshfield. A Wausau teacher will not be back in class when school starts in a few weeks. WSAU reporter Larry Lee explains why.
A Wausau district teacher was not arrested but was given a citation under the guidelines of Wausau's new ordinance designed to discourage prostitution. That citation comes with a $2,000 fine. The names of the seven people that made arrangements to meet undercover cops posing as prostitutes have not been released. But the man that is a teacher has written a resignation letter to the Wausau School District. That will be considered by the school board at their Monday meeting. The school district is not conducting an investigation into the teacher, but Superintendent Kathleen Williams told two other media outlets that the health, safety, and welfare of students was not at risk with the teacher. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Major General Harold J. Green is the highest-ranking U.S. service member to be killed in action since Vietnam. U.S. officials say Green was killed when a man who was thought to be an Afghan soldier opened fire yesterday at a military academy in Kabul. Sitting U.S. senators continue to fend off Tea Party challenges during the primary season. In the Kansas primary yesterday, veteran Republican Senator Pat Roberts turned back Tea Party challenger Milton Wolf. WSAU News Time, 5:05. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for Central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Sunny to partly cloudy for today with a high around 80 degrees and a variable wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight mainly clear with some patchy fog, comfortable once again, low down to 54. On Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy, another nice day, a high around 80. On Friday, more seasonal weather, a mix of sun and clouds, and a high of 80 degrees. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
All right, thank you, Justin. This nice and very comfortable summer weather rolls on. Get a forecast first thing every morning to your cell phone or portable device. Text weather to 39327, a service of King's Campers and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.